Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going to the lines, Greg of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Greg? Greg of Madison. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Greg? Okay, Greg has stepped away from the phone. So when he comes back on, we'll get to him. And right now, I want to go to Minnesota. The Minnesota Supreme Court just issued a decision in the murder of George Floyd case, the officer who strangled him. And they said they will not hear his appeal on the inclusion of a third-degree murder count in that case. And jury selection has gone on. Now, why is that significant? That is significant because it would have delayed it enormously. Okay, we're going back to the lines, and I will pick up this line of thought afterwards. But Greg of Madison, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Greg?
Good morning. Yeah, that was my fault. I lost connection with you there, and that was my fault. But you know who has taken this attack of the media to another level is Donald Trump, because he had crowds, I mean, literally screaming, you know, CNN sucks, CNN sucks, and, you know, people in the crowd turning around and threatening CNN reporters. And he was doing that because, for one simple reason, and, you know, the press never talked about that, I don't think that much, was because they hold him responsible for what he says. That CNN was holding him responsible. That's why he was attacking him, because he didn't like what they were saying. You know, they were saying that they were reporting the news. They were telling the truth, you know, and he didn't like that. So but come on, Matt, crowds of people, kids in there, your children are in that audience out there in Janesville, you know, yelling, lock them up, lock Fauci up, and lock Hillary up. And he gets crazy, and he takes this crowd to a different level. And, you know, you just shake your head and you go, what the heck is going on? You know, and Fox News is, like you said, they're the guilty ones of it all, too, because I don't know if you remember one of their military analysts, Ralph Peters. I don't know if you ever remember him. What he said when he left, he said he didn't want to be part of a propaganda machine anymore. And
that's pretty good.
Hey, listen,
that's pretty true.
Google it. That's what he said. And there was a couple other reporters that left there at the same time. I think I can't quite remember. There was a woman, and then there was Cameron, another guy that had come on the daytime, and he quit, and he said, no, I can't take this anymore. You know, the lies, the untruths. So that's kind of what I think. I think Trump is just taking us to another level. I've never seen that, you know, that kind of audience doing that at campaign rallies in my life.
No, you're making a terrific point, and I want to underscore what you said. It was Trump initially. Remember, he called them the enemy of the people, the enemy of the people. Now, the enemy of the people has historic roots that's usually been used by autocrats in the past to marginalize and demonize classes of people, sometimes racial and religious, sometimes otherwise. But if you say someone's the enemy of the people, it's sort of irrefutable. Well, if you're the enemy of the people, there's no sense talking to you or treating you like a human being. He said it about the press. Nobody in Britain said it. Nobody in Germany, France, Italy, Spain, anywhere in the EU says it. And the fact is that subjected journalists to physical fear. Now, the ultimate of physical fear is murder. In Mexico, if a journalist publishes something in the paper that's critical of the cartels, they get murdered. So there's nothing critical of the cartels down there. And some of the top people in government are on the paper. They're bribed by the cartels. In Pakistan, if somebody says something that they think is blasphemous, they kill them. And that freezes society. Trump has introduced that. He's introduced violence. And in addition to what Greg just said, the fact is that he once said that publicly on television that the Second Amendment people should take care of Hillary Clinton. That's an invitation to murder. And then he lied to the Secret Service and said, I just meant they should vote. I just meant they should vote. But then he immediately says, her bodyguard should be disarmed. He has suggested violence. And I agree with you. I don't think the media and the Democratic Party has made a big enough deal of that. But the sad fact is that a lot of people who support Trump don't care. That's a very, very sad fact. I was at some kind of a party one time with a lot of people at it. And I was talking to a guy who's a Republican, and I said, he was for Trump. And I said, well, Trump said that the Second Amendment people should take care of Hillary Clinton. He said, he never said that. I said, I'm telling you, he said that. Why don't you Google it? I don't have to Google it. He wouldn't say that. See, he wouldn't say that. And now that is drifted down to somebody like Tucker Carlson, who will say things about a reporter for the New York Times. And at some point, they need security. These people go out to eat in New York. You know, they go out with their families. Somebody's going to recognize these people. Not so much print reporters as TV journalists, but Katie Tour is a TV journalist, and Trump attacked her as an enemy of the people. So what do? You know, if you're a woman or a man, do you go shopping by yourself? Somebody recognizes you? This is a hold they put on their life. They put in a hold on their psyche, their emotions, and their life. And the sad thing is, yes, the Democratic Party hasn't criticized as much. I do on this show all the time. But secondly, the Republican Party hasn't even mentioned it. They haven't criticized Trump. Moscow Mitch hasn't. Not just Hawley and Cotton and people of that ilk and Cruz, but I mean, the leadership. Kevin McCarthy hasn't said anything, because secretly it works for them. It deters and intimidates journalists. The Republican Party has morphed into a toxic entity in our society. It's malignant. You know, healthy cells can turn malignant, cancerous. And that's what they have. Now, can they be saved? I think that Mitt Romney is not that way. I think that Liz Cheney is not that way. I think that Ben Sasse in Nebraska is not that way. I may not agree with them on a lot of issues, but we absolutely need an honest, pro-democracy, conservative party, whatever they call it. And right now, there is this kind of seductive call to authoritarianism. People think, oh, a strong man's going to get up and tell us how to do it. It's going to be all squared away. And then, of course, we'll go back to our democracy. But we don't go back to our democracy. Take a look at Hungary right now. And, well, take a look at Belarus. But take a look at Hungary and Bulgaria and increasingly Poland. They're right on the margins with Russia. They're afraid of Russia. They have very authoritarian leaders right now, kind of like Trump. It's a seductive force where you just kind of drift into it. But you can't have Tucker Carlson intimidating a print reporter. And you can't have Donald Trump advocating the assassination of his political opponent and have his own party not say anything about it. You destroy the media. You destroy democracy. You destroy democratic elections. You destroy democracy itself. 140 Republicans voted against certifying that election. 140 of them. There are only something like 210 in the caucus. Two-thirds of them, more than two-thirds of them, went along with all of this. We are at a crossroads in our nation's history. We're going to save our democracy. Biden's election went a long way. Fact is that we now have the Senate by a narrow margin. We've got to do a lot of things. We'll talk about that more later in this show. But Greg, you're right on the money. And it is Trump, and now it's fed into right-wing media. It's fed into right-wing media. When we break, the lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.